morning. All this week we're celebrating Easter, the rising of Jesus from the dead, the resurrection. He's the one who died and came back to tell us. Today let's think about the very first person in the world to meet the risen Jesus. Very surprisingly, it was a woman. Women in those days were nobodies, with no woman's rights. They were just appendages to men. It was a man's world in those days. Jesus the rebel made a point of revealing himself first to Mary Magdalene, or Mary from the village of Magdala. Jesus had healed her, and ever since she had been his closest follower. She was at the cross. She was there when he was laid in the tomb. She was the first to visit the grave as soon as possible. Others had come to the grave and then gone home again, but Mary stayed there alone. Her love and her grief held her there. So we find Mary Magdalene standing weeping outside the tomb of Jesus. She was grief-stricken. We know the feeling. She didn't understand. The light of her life had gone out. The light of the whole world had been extinguished. How could it be? Suddenly, Jesus is standing there. Mary doesn't recognize him. Maybe her tears blinded her. Maybe she was looking the other way. Maybe she just wasn't expecting him on the third day after his funeral. But then Jesus speaks her name, Mary. Instantly she recognizes the tender voice. She whirls round, her tears evaporate, her lips break into a smile. It's tears of joy. The sighing becomes singing. Jesus is alive. He's not dead. Jesus is here. There is life beyond the grave. Everything is okay. And she runs to tell the other disciples. And the disciples ran to tell others. And they in turn told others, until now I'm telling you. Jesus Christ is risen, alive, here, now, with us, for us. He's not dead. And for all those in grief like Mary, the good news of Jesus Christ is that our loved ones and we ourselves can enjoy life after death, not only when we die, but in all the 1,001 daily deaths of daily life. Hallelujah.